worry, this is in big print. That's why there's lots of pages. And I probably will read this, and I have got my hanky ready. I come here today to say thank you to God and Slough Baptist Church for everything they have done for me and my family, and to show that you are never too old or too young to witness that Jesus died upon the cross for you, to save you. In June of 2014, I had a special birthday. One of my presents from my granddaughter Sophie was a small book entitled, You May Be 70, But You've Still Got It. This challenged you to do various things at 70. Many I found I had already done. However, it set me thinking. For many years, I had been considering baptism. Andy's ordination also challenged me, as when the members of the church were asked to stand, I did not. Vicky noticed this and asked me why. I answered that I did not feel it applicable, as I hadn't been baptized. I have, however, been attending at this church for the past 44 years. I cannot say that I have only just found Jesus. My parents were not religious, but I was sent to the convent of the Nativity School in Maidenhead at about the age of 4 to learn how to speak properly and have nice manners. I was taught the catechism and the Apostles' Creed by the Catholic nuns. I knew that God made me and tried to follow the Ten Commandments. When I reached the age of 10, I clearly remember asking my father if I could become a Catholic. He just agreed that this was okay. My teacher, Madame Benedict, was extremely pleased and had a rosary blessed for me, which I used to say under the bed covers. I left the convent in my early teens to attend college. There I made a new friend who took me along to the youth club at St. Paul's, a Church of England high church. I was later confirmed by the Bishop of Oxford, with my father coming along to watch. I stayed with this church until I met Bruce, later to become my husband. Church was then put on hold. In the 60s, I became a guide captain and felt that the girls should attend church parade, which we did at St. George's Church in Maidenhead. The guides became helpers at the Sunday school, and at the age of 3, Joanne, our daughter, was duly dispatched there on Sunday mornings. Due to financial difficulties, we came to Slough in 1971. On the doorstep, the day we moved into the Crescent, there was a plant and a welcome to your new home card from our new neighbours, Fred and Ivy White. Some of you will, like me, fondly remember Ivy, a very active member of this church. That same evening, there came a knock at the door. Ivy was delivering a beautiful bunch of flowers from the church. Although my husband and I were not regular churchgoers at that time, we did encourage both Joanne and Stephen to go to starters at Mrs. White's church. They were often up the front, taking part in some form of production. On these occasions, we would go and watch. Gradually, we ourselves started attending, and when Keith Moyes became pastor, we were hooked and became more involved in church life. Joanne was baptized when a teenager by Mr. Clark, who always wore fisherman's waders in the baptismal. Bruce was baptized by Keith some years later. Although I did discuss baptism with Keith, I did not feel my life was right at that time. Now, after all these years, the time is right. As I look back on my life, the Lord has always been part of it. I remember praying as a child for healing for my special needs brother David and my granny when she was very ill. Also relief for our young son when suffering bad asthma attacks. I prayed in a lonely room in a far-off town for the right decision when our marriage hit an extremely bad patch. I prayed in hospital wards whilst waiting for Bruce to return from heart procedures. I prayed in the back of a taxi on a foggy November night for the right words to comfort a family member on their way to hospital. I thank the Lord for my mother and father and all they did for me. God gave me a kind, loving husband. My children, Joanne and Stephen, grandchildren, Rowan and Alex, and Sophie, and a lovely daughter-in-law, Lorraine. I thank this church for all they have done through me, through God's love. Keith and Joy supported us during our troubled time. Jem was there to help when Bruce passed away. At that moment in time, I really felt the arms of the Lord around me in the support and love that was shown from the fellowship and all my wonderful friends. It was amazing. Stan was there to help me in a time of upset and stress. In the past few years, the Lord has encouraged me to become more active in the life of the church and other organisations, bringing with it the benefit of new friends and helping others in the local community. I would like to finish by sharing with you an extract from George VI's Christmas speech to the nation in 1939, at the beginning of World War II. This has given me comfort many times on a New Year's Eve after an extremely challenging year and wondering just what lay ahead. I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than a light and safer than a known way." So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night. And he led me toward the hills and the breaking of the day in the lone east. I shall therefore shortly, with Andy's help, once again place my hand in the hand of God. Thank you all.